Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Nine neighborhoods in New York with a heavy concentration of bars will get extra police patrols to make sure people are abiding by social distancing rules. They are the Upper East Side, West Village, the East Village, the Lower East Side, Williamsburg, Long Island City, Astoria, Hell's Kitchen, and City Island. Mayor de Blasio also announced today he wants to make it as easy as possible for people to quarantine when they receive a positive coronavirus diagnosis, and the city will get you what you need. He announced resource navigators will provide meals, medication, and mental health support free of charge if needed.
Who does all this work? Who makes sure you have what you need? These are the folks we call resource navigators. They help you safely separate at home. Now, all of this is free. I'm going to say this many, many times today and in the days and weeks to come. Every bit of this service is being provided for free, because this is how we help people. This is how we overcome this disease.
De Blasio said for those who can't safely separate at home, the city has a supply of free 1,200 hotel rooms, and they'll be ramped up to 3,000 this summer. He says the trend for COVID-19 hospitalizations and the percentage testing positive remains good. The number of people in ICU at 431 is still too high. On another matter, the mayor said the city's previously reported $7.4 billion debt has ballooned to an estimated $9 billion. He says there is no way the city can climb out of that financial hole without help from Washington. And if the feds don't help, and the state won't grant permission to borrow, next year will be just as bad or worse.
$7 billion we're asking for could be used at any point over years. We, again, only would use it as a last resort. But I want to be clear, the upcoming fiscal year, huge budget problem. The next fiscal year, I can tell you right now, is also going to have a huge fiscal problem. We're not going to see the revenue recover anytime soon.
The mayor says the city is required to pass a budget by the end of June. A new Siena College poll gives Governor Cuomo a job approval rating of 63%. That's down from 71% last month. Pollster Steve Greenberg tells 1010 Winds the governor got dinged for the way the state handled coronavirus cases in nursing homes.
When it comes to nursing homes, however, their voters are mixed. Only 44% give Cuomo a positive rating on his handling of nursing homes during the pandemic, while a plurality, 48%, give him a negative rating.
Cuomo was widely criticized for a health department mandate in late March that required all nursing homes to readmit residents who tested positive for COVID-19. But this month, the state partially backtracked, saying hospitals cannot send COVID-19 patients back into homes and ordered nursing home staff to be tested twice a week. Governor Cuomo is in Washington today.
President Trump sits down with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo today at the White House for a meeting that is, for now, closed to reporters. Cuomo said on Tuesday he wants to talk to the president about infrastructure projects he'd like to do in partnership with the federal government. The governor saying New York could lead the way in creating jobs and working on critical infrastructure. President Trump has repeatedly mentioned his own interest in addressing the nation's infrastructure, but so far there have been no significant steps taken between the Trump administration and Congress.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy cleared the way for in-person graduation ceremonies. Protocols are being released today, and they say they must be held no sooner than July 6th. They must take place outdoors or as drive-through ceremonies. There will be capacity limits. More than one ceremony may be necessary for large graduating classes. Caps, gowns, diplomas, and other materials must be sent to students at their homes or electronically. It's Long Island's turn to begin the reopening process today.
People are itching to get back to work. So says Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, who tells us if you're in any of these businesses, you're back in business.
Construction, curbside retail or in-store pickup for retail, manufacturing, wholesale trade, and agriculture, fishing, and forestry.
Curran says it's going to be slow because a lot of people are still not confident about going out. And while Phase 1 should help Main Street shops, Mary DeAndrea, who owns a home accessory business in Amityville, tells 1010 Winds.
So until we can have that one-on-one, I still think it's going to be a little difficult.
It won't be as difficult to get around. The LIRR is adding 105 train cars. And here come the judges. Courts in Nassau and Suffolk will start to open up on Friday. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.